Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And joining me now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Deb Henton. She is the Executive Director of the Minnesota Association of School Administrators. And Deb, I can't imagine the phone conversations you must be having with school administrators across the state in the wake of the Texas school shooting.
Well, good morning to you. You're right. The conversations have been unimaginable. It was a shocking event, and yesterday was a very emotional day in our schools. Unfortunately, we have had to face many situations where our educators and school staff have walked into buildings after learning of school shootings elsewhere, and they are fearful. They're anxious. They have a lot of empathy and compassion for what happened in the latest school shooting. And they look around. They look around to see where the points of entry are, where the exits are, where the children will be most safe in the school building. They just get a heightened sense of awareness when something like this happens.
And Deb, you have seen it all. You've been a principal, assistant principal, a superintendent. In fact, you were Minnesota's superintendent of the year in 2015. So you know the inner workings of schools and school districts. Obviously, if there were any easy answers, they would have been implemented by now. But as it stands, there are no easy answers. You can't turn every single school building into an impenetrable fortress.
That's correct. It's a very difficult situation you face when you are sitting at a table trying to plan for events like an armed intruder. You work through all the different situations you might encounter. What if it happens during lunch? What if it happens when the kids are in the pool? What if it happens when the kids are boarding buses? You try to work to the worst case scenario backwards and see how you may protect your kids and your staff, because that is the number one job of a superintendent, of a principal. We feel so responsible for the safety of our students, and parents expect us, rightfully so, to keep their kids as safe as possible. Parents are understanding that the situations are so difficult when an armed intruder comes into a building. Things happen in seconds, in minutes. In the recent case, perhaps in an hour, people react really quickly. And we have a lot of drills in the school, at least five lockdown drills a year, trying to prepare our students and our staff for the worst case scenarios. But until it happens, you don't really know how people are going to react.
Now, one of the most controversial proposals that you hear out there, and I remember it as far back as when Jesse Ventura was governor after Columbine, and he said, well, why don't we arm the school teachers? In fact, there's a poll out today in Politico and the Morning Consult that says 54% strongly or somewhat support equipping teachers and school staff with concealed firearms to respond in the event of a school shooting. Is that realistic, or does that make the problem worse?
That's not something I hear our members asking to have happen. I don't hear that from the teachers. I don't hear that from the principals. I don't hear that from anybody that works on a day-to-day basis in the school setting. I know it sounds like the right thing perhaps to do, but when you talk to school leaders and teachers, they fear having a weapon in their classroom or having armed colleagues. They just know that accidents can happen, and they're not sure that they are well trained to be able to carry a weapon, and oftentimes they don't want to carry a weapon. I hear more a call for school resource officers. I had a superintendent email me yesterday saying that he's tried to find the money for a school resource officer in his district, and he just can't come up with the funds. So I don't think arming the teachers is something that our leaders would support. I'd be very surprised if you polled them and you heard that that is what they thought the best solution was for this situation.
And by school resource officer, you're talking about an actual police officer in a school building.
That's correct. Oftentimes, school districts will partner with cities or counties and share a police officer in order to make it more affordable for both the school district and the city or the county. And so, yes, that's what I'm referring to.
Well, Deb, I know there are no easy answers for you and other teachers, but just know that all of us are thinking of all of you in schools because, sadly, this is such a frequent occurrence these days that you just never know. And I know it's got to be very difficult for you to try to keep students and administrators and teachers calm and knowing that you're just doing the best you can.
Thank you for your understanding. Emotions are definitely heavy. In the words of our superintendent of St. Paul Public Schools, Joe Gothard, Ryan Lager, the superintendent of Belle Plaine, told me that he had many conversations with his staff yesterday, and it's all heartbreaking. We are very saddened for the people that have faced the loss of 19 innocent children and two adults.
Okay, Deb Henton, she is the executive director of the Minnesota Association of School Administrators. Best of luck to you in the coming days and weeks as you try to sort out what can be done in Minnesota schools.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.